time for Dial-A-Doc. Do this every Tuesday morning, part of FHN and Big Radio. Talking today with Pete Wilging with FHN Marketing and Miles and Minutes program. Good morning, Pete. How are you, sir?
Good morning. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome. And Miles to Minutes, I've heard some of the ads you guys have had with some of this. FHN has been holding this annual physical activity effort for years now, but just to refresh everybody's memory, can you describe just what the Miles and Minutes program is for our listeners?
Yeah, we have been doing Miles and Minutes for quite some time. It's a very popular, healthy summer exercise competition between area schools. It's designed to encourage and motivate area residents to get out and get active in healthy ways over the summer. So area schools with students and supporters, they log in their activity, and those that receive the most activity, the most miles and minutes over the summer, receive donations to each school in September.
What kind of physical activity can be logged, Pete?
You know, just about any healthy physical activity can be logged as a part of the program. It's designed for people of all ages, 12 and over. And there are over 30 specific activities listed on the site that people can log in order to help their schools in the competition. There's walking, strolling, walking at a brisk pace, you know, running, jogging, swimming. And then for those that may not be into your standard type physical activities, there are things like gardening, lawn mowing, yard raking, yoga. So there are a lot of different activities that can be logged in order to help your school in the competition.
Oh, for sure. Picking up sticks, all kinds of good stuff. So the more students you have participating, the more things you can log in, I presume.
Correct. But the scores are also normalized, meaning larger schools in the area like Freeport can still compete with smaller schools and vice versa because they're normalized like it would be for any other competition to keep it fair.
Excellent. Any restrictions associated with the coronavirus impact this year's program?
You know, most of the activities are outdoors, and they lend themselves to plenty of distance from others. And we're asking that participants keep within their own comfort levels when being active this summer.
We're talking, by the way, with Pete Wilking, FHN Marketing, as part of Dial-A-Doc, talking Miles and Minutes program. Other than schools, can adults or parents participate? Basically, who all can participate?
Yeah, that's a good question. Anyone over the age of 12. They can be students at the schools, teachers, coaches, parents of students, sports fans, area residents that have a particular school that they'd like to support, really anyone over age 12 and over.
And just getting started is kind of the big thing. Plus, you know, other people are doing it, so you want to do well. And as you log in, it's documented. So a great way to get going with some of those things. How many schools are involved in this?
Yeah, there are over 20 school systems in the FHN service area that can participate, both public and private schools. You know, it's interesting that Freeport, with their high school academy program, they've entered each one of their academies to compete against each other to get their own prizes and to help support the Freeport schools as a whole.
Yeah, it gives it a little pride in there. You kind of alluded to this a little bit, Pete, but as far as keeping score, it's basically kind of handicapped. Just how do you keep score?
It's really easy. Participants log their activities into the tracker on fhn.org/milesandminutes. They can see a record of their activity and see how they're helping their schools along the way.
And can they see what the competition's doing?
Yes, good question. There's also a current tab on the site where they can look at standings that is real time, so they can see how their school is doing relative to others.
Excellent. And what are the prizes involved?
Yeah, so at the end of the summer, three prizes will be awarded in two categories. So first, second, and third for the most average miles logged per participant, the schools will receive $2,000, $1,000, or $500. There is also the school system with the most total miles logged, and they can earn one of those three prizes of $2,000, $1,000, or $500. And for those schools that are participating but may not win one of the main two prizes, there's a sweepstakes prize of $500, $400, and $300 that are drawn for participating schools not winning the other prizes. So it helps schools that may not think they have a chance of winning the competition, helps to keep them motivated, keep them involved.
It's a real win-win, getting some excellent exercise, doing a little competing, and winning some things for your school. Any restrictions on what the winning school can use their prize money for?
Yeah, another good question. There are no restrictions. Schools can choose any prize money in any way they would like to benefit their school.
Visiting with Pete Wilging with FHN about the Miles and Minutes program with FHN. Just how can people register?
It's easy to register. Visit fhn.org/milesandminutes, where you can log in, register, choose your school, and log your activity throughout the summer.
And kind of a recap, Pete, how will they know how the school system they are supporting is doing?
Right. On the main Miles and Minutes page, there is a current standings link, and that feature will show what each school is currently doing relative to other schools, and you can see how you're helping your school in the competition.
Sounds wonderful. Not only the Miles and Minutes program, you have a Walk with the Doctor program, too, and that's been very successful, hasn't it?
It has. Every second and fourth Saturday, you're invited to come down to Crate Park in Freeport and join us for a healthy and active walk. Each walk is led by a doctor or provider or an expert at FHN, where you can hear the latest in healthcare news and then enjoy a walk with that participant.
What a beautiful walk at Crate Park, too. Visiting today with Pete Wilging with FHN Marketing, talking about Miles and Minutes program as part of Dial a Doc with Big Radio and FHN. Pete, always a pleasure talking with you. Good luck with all the Miles and Minutes. Sounds like it's going well, and we'll continue to, and we'll speak again sometime soon, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. That's Dial a Doc for today.